smoking with my friend. The time my father came, I saw my father, so I left my cigarette. So he said, why you left your cigarette? Take it and smoke. You know, in India, we have a fear of parents. If parents stay here, we go that side. We never talk directly father. We go through my mother. If we want anything, we go my mother. Like that. In India. So, I have a fear of my father. The time, is it a dream or real? Because of that one, I didn't go to my home 6 months. Then I finished my studies. Then they arranged a girl for me. In India, you know, all marriages are arranged marriages. But you have a chance to select someone and marry. In India, not like that. Parents, elderly people, they select someone and finally they show. So if we accept, they do solemnize the marriage. I married my wife in 1981, May 18th. After 2 months, I came to my grandmother's place. I was sleeping on my bed daytime. So why? Because I was suffering from high fever. So I can't move to anywhere. So my father came and he touched my body. Why? Because daytime I was sleeping. So I feel high fever. That's why my father called my mother and he said, don't give food today. Just give him a milk and bread. Means light food. So he went to fields, he bought something. He was a government officer, but we have a small land in that place. He went to the land and he bought something and he came back again to home. Again he touched my body. I feel same fever. He called my mother again. He said, don't give milk and bread also. Just leave him alone today. And they gave some tablets and they applied some oil and they prayed. You know, in India, if we feel sickness, parents, they would like to sleep with us. Even though I was a married man, my mother was with me. Parents love like that in India. So, because I feel high fever, that's why my mother was with me on same bed. Midnight, that day, same day, midnight, two angels came from heaven. They entered our village. They walked all the streets. Finally, they came behind of my head. I never believed about God because I was an atheist. I was a strong member of that association. I would never believe about angels. But that day, I saw with my own eyes two angels. They were discussed about myself. Santosh is not feeling well, so we need to take him to Father's place. Then they took me by clouds to the Father's place. They left me before the throne of the Lord and they gone away. I was alone. I was shivering. I saw the great flashlight from the throne of the Lord. So I turned like this side, and closed my eyes. Even though I saw same flashlight, one man came from the throne of the Lord. Unto me, he introduced himself. I am Jesus Christ. I want to show Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Then he took me over there. He shone. This is the Jerusalem. This is the Bethlehem. Bethlehem is my birthplace. Jerusalem is my death place. Then he said, you do my service full time. I will be with you. I will be before you. I will be after you. Then I was thinking, what he is going to do? He is going to kill me. Why? Because I was an atheist that time. I touched his body. That's why I moved a little bit also. I was with the Lord. What happened? I don't know. I was thinking that time also, why I came to unknown place? What is going on? Yes, I was thinking. Then Lord took me to my bed place. Suddenly I woke up on my bed. I went to heaven, midnight 1 o'clock. I came from heaven to earth, that is the early morning 4 o'clock. When I woke up on my bed, I saw all village people in front of my home. My street was packed with people. My father He took my body with his hands. He said, "My son, you died and rose again. Do you know?" I said, "I don't know." My mother, she took my legs. She's crying. My all brothers nearest my bed, they were all crying. My clothes wet. My body totally cooled down. When I went to heaven, that time people saw the angels during their sleeping. So without intimation, without calling, all village people gathered in front of my home. Why? Because finally, the angels, finally they came unto behind of my head. That's why they came to our home midnight, 1 o'clock. They don't know I was with the Lord. I had a surprise question when I woke up. I had something. If I tell, then only they know, otherwise they don't know. Why people gather in front of my home? You know, when I went to heaven, that time people saw the angels, my parents, my brothers, all saw the angels. So they touched my body. My body unconscious. They moved a little bit unconscious. My parents told me afterwards. So they sent one man to bring the doctors. 2 doctors came. My parents crying, begging, "Doctors, please give me any injection, any tablets." But finally, they tested my nervous system. They said, "Your son died." Because of my death, my parents, my brothers, some close relations, some village people, they were crying. But my father, that time actually he was a backslider. He prayed before the Lord. "Lord, if you want me, take me. Please give him a life again to my son." He's praying and crying before the Lord. Finally, he dedicated, "Lord, if you raise my son, I will give him to your service. Not only one son, I will give my 5 sons, all sons to your ministry." But they don't have hope. But they are praying. But they don't know I was with the Lord. They don't know about these things. When I woke up, all the people in front of us, by the grace of God, I got my life again. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Then early morning, 5 o'clock, my father went to Rajahmundry, the place called Rajahmundry. He met one apostle. He shared everything about this visitation. He said, "You go and send your son immediately." My father came. He gave some money to go over there. I went there. He asked many questions. But finally, he gave one Bible and Psalm book. He prayed. He said, "I don't have vision, but I dedicated my life to Jesus Christ to do His ministry. So I established some churches here." He said, "You have unbelievable testimony in your life. Maybe God will use you in this world." He said that. I don't know that time how many nations in this world, how many continents, actually I don't know. But I received the applications, I came to again my home. That night, means August 7th, my father arranged a small prayer meeting in our home. In that prayer meeting, I cried a lot. I know what I have done in my life. I was okay before the parents, but I was not okay before the Lord. I was a sinner, secret sinner. I cried a lot and I repented. You know, real repentance means turning from sin and turning unto the Lord. I dedicated my life to Jesus Christ, totally surrendered. I gave my body, soul and spirit to the Lord. Then, next day, I took baptism. Then I filled with the Holy Spirit. Then I went to Bible college with my wife. I studied in 4 Bible colleges. Then they appointed me as a pastor in Bangalore city. I was there 6 years. Now the church membership is 600 members. Then I came to Vijayawada, where I studied as a student. I came to that place as a principal. I gave training to 120 youngsters. After their training period, we sent them to the different places. They established wonderful churches. I was there 3 years. Then I came to Visakhapatnam, where I am staying now. I came just like Abraham. I traveled with my total luggage by train to Visakhapatnam. I stuck at railway station 3 days. I don't know where I have to stay, where I have to go, but I know what I have to do. I reached one place, I took one home for rent, I started church. Myself and my wife, we are the first believers in the church. After 6 years, now, right now we have 200 believers in our local church. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Right now we are constructing the church building around the middle of around the 22 Hindu temples. Our sister is going to see the church. 23 Hindu temples. By the grace of God, I visited Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, England, South Africa, Zimbabwe, your wonderful country, and Dubai and Nepal. I preach the word of God. Jesus Christ is Lord for all. At the same time, Jesus Christ is Lord for you. I preach the word of God. You know Pat Robertson? He heard my testimony. He sent a big team. They came with big cameras. And they shooted my testimony. And they shown on 700 Club. Last year, I preached the word of God and shared my testimony on TBN. In Ohio State, Canton. Michael Grace. Yes. That's a great privilege in my life. Last year, I visited your wonderful country. Then I arrived India safely. My second brother, he arranged a pastor's conference in one place. I was one of the speaker. On October 1st, I preached the word of God among 150 pastors. Then same night, myself and my fifth brother, we were traveling on motorbike to another village to sleep. We were traveling approximately 60 kilometers speed. In India, we calculate kilometers, means 40 miles. We were going. Suddenly, 4 Hindu militants, they came beside of trees with big sticks. They wounded me, beated me rapidly here. I fallen from the motorbike. I know, I saw the picture, they raised the sticks. Suddenly, we never expect. I saw the picture, they raised the sticks. Then what happened, I don't know. I fallen from the motorbike. These are the here, leg, here. I fallen from motorbike. They took us to the interior place. They tied my hands with threads, my legs. They scratched my shirt and they put some clothes inside. They tied here. Then I came to my unconscious. I saw the people, they covered with some clothes. I saw wound eyes. Midnight, full dark. Same my brother, they tied my brother's hands and my brother's legs. And my hands to my brother's hand, my legs to my brother's legs. Actually, they want to kill us. But one guy said, I don't want to kill these people. So they have struggled between the 4 people. So they take off, they went somewhere. Before that, they said, we will come within 5 minutes, be here. They took us a briefcase, we have some cash. Actually, we want to purchase some bicycles, some lights and lanterns for the pastors. We have some cash. They doesn't have what we have. They don't know, actually. They went there somewhere and they drink, they smoke. The time we were on the road, mad road. So, they came after 10 minutes. Meanwhile, we removed. How we removed really a surprise. My brother faced that side. They tied my hands to my brother's hands. He faced that side. Actually, almost I tied. So, miraculously, we removed all the threads, hands, legs, here, this one, and we entered river. Before that, we walked. Midnight, you know, we don't know where is the road. So, under my feet, above 50 thorns, we entered the river. They came again. They were searching. They came to spot and they were searching. Where are these guys? We swim the river midnight 3 hours. Just like crucifixion. We bear lot of pain. Jesus Christ died for us on cross. He bared the pain for us. For all. But I bear that Jesus Christ, not for all. Then we swim the river 3 hours. We are expecting when light will come, early morning. So we came out from the river. We came to the main road. Some farmers came to the field. When they saw my face, they began to cry. They began to fear. They want to run. Because I don't know what is my face. Almost here opened, wounded. Here like this. My face full of blood. So they gave information to one of my brother. He didn't tell to my parents. If they hear, maybe heart attack like that. So he came and he took us to the hospital. When I entered into the hospital, three doctors, that is the emergency hospital, three doctors, they began to cry. Finally, they admitted to the hospital. They did not give 2 days, 48 hours. That hospital, you know, emergency hospital, if we enter into the hospital, when we fill the application, they will say yes or no. They decide. So they didn't give a guarantee. I was on the bench. I was in coma. I came to my conscious gradually. God has given two thoughts into my heart. The first one is, God is going to bless me more and more abundantly. The second thought is, I am not going to die. God is going to give life again. So, I began to get strength. I didn't tell this news to anybody. My wife was with me. I have 4 children, 3 boys and 1 girl. My parents, my all brothers in that hospital. The doctors gave 1 room for us. So, by the grace of God, I got my life again. You know, I have a dedication. Until my death, I want to do His ministries. So, I don't care about death, curses, beatings. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! This is my testimony. I was a Hindu, then I became an atheist, then I became a Christian. I have Jesus Christ. You know, in this world, we have a Bible in our precious hands. Some many religions are there. They have books. Do you know difference between this one and their books? We have a Savior and salvation in this Bible. They don't have Savior and salvation. They're unnecessarily reading their books. We have a Savior. Hallelujah! My dear brothers and sisters, I feel that this is the great opportunity in my life. I know your pastor, Bruce and Sandra, they are just like brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a great opportunity. Actually, yesterday, Sunday, people, they want to go to church. Monday, they doesn't want to go to church. But you have many people here. Means you are the spirit-filled and good people, good Christians. You are living for the kingdom. Hallelujah! I appreciate you. Hallelujah. I want to tell just 2-3 words from the Bible. I will close I will take only just 10 minutes. Then I will close. Please turn your Bible with me. The book of James. My pronunciation. Can you understand?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. James chapter 4 verse 8. The book of James chapter 4 verse 8. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, Christian greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We have a Bible. In this Bible, we know 66 books. From the Old Testament, 39 books. New Testament, 27 books. The Old Testament first written in Hebrew. The New Testament written in Greek. Do you know God allowed to write this Bible approximately 40 men? They took to write the Old Testament approximately 1500 years. For the New Testament, they took 100 years, totally 1600 they took to write all the Bible. You know, in this Bible, 1189 chapters in this Bible. If you read daily 3 chapters and Sunday 5 chapters, you can finish within a 1 year this Bible. Do you know George Muller? He read the Bible 200 times. Nowadays, we have a calendar, easy verses on the calendar. We go to the before the calendar, we read the same 2 days, 10th August, God so loved the world. Then we pray, Lord, yesterday night you kept us safely, please keep today safely. Amen. We go to work and we come back, same verses. We go same prayers. That is not enough in our lives. We have to read Bible daily. We have to spend time in prayer, in the presence of the Lord daily. We have to talk to people about Jesus Christ daily with the new persons. Then we have to go to churches daily. And we have to give our tithes to local church regularly. Don't send to different magazines. That is offerings. Don't send TV stations. That is offering. That is different. But we should give our tithe to the local church that is biblical. You know, actually, in the beginning, we don't have the chapters and verses in the Bible. But one man of God, I will remember his name, Cardinal Hugo, he read the Bible about 100 times. He divided into chapters in AD 1250. He divided into chapters. His name Cardinal Hugo. And another man of God, his name Nathan. He read the Bible above 100 times. He divided into verses in 1551. He divided into verses. That's why we are reading easily, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Hallelujah! Here we see the scripture, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. The first part is the human part, draw near to God. Second part is God's part, then He will draw near to you. Here we see the human works and God's works. The God's works are depending upon human works. There's a lot of difference between God and man. God is creator and maker. We are not creators, only we are makers. God can see the whole world, but we can see some part. God, you know, He is everywhere, but we will be one place. God's works are depending upon your works. Draw near to God, then He will draw near to you. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth. He preached the gospel with parables about the kingdom of God. Then finally, He died for us on the cross. He buried and He rose again. That's the gospel. Full gospel means He is the Savior. He is the Healer. He is the Baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And He is coming. Yes. King. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Bible says, draw near to God. Then only he will draw near to you. Sometimes we put some conditions before the Lord. Lord, give me good wife. Give me the good job. Give me the good wife. House. Good wife. Then I come to your presence. Then only I will come to your presence. He knows about your future. We don't know about our future. We put some conditions. Don't put the conditions before the Lord. Simply hear the gospel and come. Then He will come in your life. If He comes in your life will be a miracle. Your life will be a great life in this world. If He comes into your home, your home will be a family, happy family. Bible says, draw near to God. What you have done in your life, who you are, doesn't matter. He died for you on cross. He buried and rose again. He went to heaven, right side of Father's. Now He's preparing a place for us. He's going to come soon. Draw near to God, then He will draw near to you. I want to show three scriptures from the Bible as quickly. Please turn your Bible with me. The book of John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 2. The Gospel according to John, chapter 2. We know the chapter 2. There was a wedding in Cana, in place of Galilee. Jesus Christ was invited to the wedding. He went there with the disciples and He went with the Virgin Mary, His mother. So, in that wedding, according to Jewish tradition, they have to give the wine, grape wine. After eat something, they have to give the wine. Some people, they ate food, but they drink grape wine, but grape wine is over. That's why the Virgin Mary heard the news and she came unto the Jesus Christ. She said, my son Jesus, here there is no wine. He said, oh woman, my time has not yet come. So she saw some servants. She said, what He is going to tell, just do it. There was a 6 jars in that place. He said to the servants, fill the water pots with water. Chapter 2, verse 7. Jesus said to the servants, fill the water pots with water. He said only one verse, word here. Fill the water pots with water. They fill until the bell firm. He said, take away something to the master of the banquet. They fill the water in the water pots. They are drawing something unto the master of banquet. Don't ask, Lord, this is water. They need wine. Don't say before the Lord, Lord, this is water. He said, fill the water pots with water. Just do it. He said, take away something. You take away something. Took away something. Then they took away something. The master feet. He tasted the water. He feel this is the better wine before that wine. You know, human, they prepared with the grapes and sugar and water. They prepared some juice. He tasted the juice. So he called. He doesn't know who made this one. So that's why he called bridegroom and he said, generally people give good wine before. Then after, they give just worse wine. But you kept the good wine. He doesn't know who made Jesus Christ turned the water into wine without grapes, without sugar. He turned. Jesus said, fill the water pots with water. That is the human work. When you finish the human work, God will do his works upon us. Hallelujah. Our work is, we have to fill with the water in the water pots. His work is, he will turn water into wine. Hallelujah. Draw near to God and then he will draw near to you. We have to obey in our life. Sometimes we sacrifice only soul, but we keep our body. Sometimes we are the holy people on Sunday. The remaining 6 days are, we do our own. Not good. Not good. Hallelujah. Not good. Jesus said, draw near to God, then he will draw near to you. God's works are, God's miracles are, God's blessings are depending upon your life, your secret life, depending upon your works. Here they obeyed. They filled the water. They take things before the master of feet. Jesus Christ turned water into wine. Hallelujah. I want to show one more verse from the Bible. Please turn your Bible with me. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 14. Jesus Christ, he arranged the big meeting there. Chapter 14. He arranged the meeting, big meeting. But the evening, disciples came unto the Jesus Christ. They said, Lord, this is the remote place, desert. So, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. But Jesus Christ replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Actually, there is a desert, remote place. Jesus, disciples came unto Jesus Christ. They said, Lord, already getting late. So please send the crowds to different places, villages. They buy something and they eat food. Jesus said, they do not go away. Please give them something to eat. Finally, they said, Lord, we don't have anything here. They find only one kid food, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How many loaves? Sometimes preachers, you know, they close their eyes and they preach. Oh, earth, hear the Lord's voice. Oh, heaven, hear the voice. Because of the closed eyes, that's why they are saying they don't know where is the earth, where is the heaven. That's why they said, oh, earth, oh, heaven. Sometimes they preach us because they close their eyes and they preach. 5 fishes and 2 loaves. They said like, here sisters are sitting, here brothers are sitting. Oh, sister, how many years you will be in the same sin? Oh, brothers, how many years you will be in the sin? But actually here are sisters, but they call brothers because of closing preaching. Here, how many loaves? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Lord said, bring them to me. Bring them here to me. Verse 18, bring them here to me. Jesus said, what you have, bring them here to me. They brought. Jesus Christ took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He prayed before the Lord and he blessed. He gave to the disciples, 12 disciples. You know, generally people are sitting on the grass, 50 members, 100 members, many lines. If you count the male, 50,000 male and more female and male, more children was there. Jesus Christ distributed the people. Lord, this is only one kid. How we feed? Don't ask. Don't say Jesus Christ. He said, do it. Bring them here to me. They brought. He blessed her. He said, distribute. They began to distribute. If they give one piece, they does not have any pieces in this basket. When they began to distribute pieces, that basket is heavy because it is filled with the loaves and fishes. Hallelujah! They distributed all the people, you know. They distributed 5,000 people. What you have in your life, bring them unto the Jesus Christ. Then He will bless. If we see the scriptures in the Bible, 30-fold blessings, 60-fold blessings, 100-fold blessings, then 1,000-fold blessings are there. If we spend one time in the presence of the Lord, the day is better than 1,000 days. Then 5,000-fold blessings. If you give one kid food to the Lord, He will bless for 5,000 people. He blessed above 5,000 people. Then finally, Lord will open the heaven and He will give uncountable blessings in our lives. Hallelujah. What you have in your life, bring them to the Jesus Christ. Then He will bless for 5,000 people. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Sometimes we are far away from the Lord. We are expecting blessings. If you didn't get blessings, that's your general blessings receiving. Here is general blessings. We are living on this earth, this general blessings. He is going to give special blessings in our lives. Hallelujah! Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. What you have, bring them unto the Jesus Christ. When He received, when He accepts your offerings, then He will bless abundantly. Draw near to God and He will draw near. I want to show only one more verse from the Bible. The Gospel according to John, chapter 11. Please turn your Bible with me. Chapter 11. We know the family here, chapter 11. The Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Lazarus was sick. They gave information to the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ received the invitation to come to Bethany, but He was busy in the ministry. You know, He spent all the time, daytime with people. He spent all the night time with Father in prayer. He moved with compassion. He spent all the time, daytime with people, nighttime with Father. Sometimes, you know, we spend our time alone, not God. We have to spend our time with family and with friends and with, you know, some Gentiles. Why? Because we have to preach the gospel. We have to preach. Everybody, Jesus said, go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. At the same time, we have to make disciples around the world. When you receive the Holy Spirit, we can get some power in the presence of the Lord. When you receive the power, God will make you as a witnesses. Then He will use you in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and uttermost part of the earth. America is uttermost part of the earth to me. India is uttermost part of the earth for you. We have to go to different nations to preach the gospel. Christ is coming soon. We have to preach the gospel everywhere. Here Jesus Christ received the invitation. He came after 4 days. Meanwhile, Lazarus died. He buried. Some relations came. Some gone. Some relations are there. Jesus Christ came to the place with the disciples. They go forward before the Jesus Christ. They said, Lord, if you were here, my brother Lazarus, he won't die. Jesus said, if you believe, you are going to see the glory of God. You know, Jesus Christ wept in Bethany because of Lazarus. He did not wept on the cross of Calvary. He did not wept. He bared pain. But he wept in Bethany because of Lazarus. Finally, He came unto the tomb of Lazarus. He said only one word. He said only one word. Verse 39. Take away the stone. Jesus said, take away the stone. They said, Lord, bad smell will come. Jesus said again, he didn't say, take care of the stone. But if you believe, you are going to see the glory of God. He mentioned the word. But they took away the stone. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth! He's speaking with the dead man. Then Lazarus was again from the dead. He began to walk unto the Jesus Christ. Our part is, we have to take away the stone. His part is, he will rise Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Our part is, we have to fill the water pots in water. Water in the water pots, he will turn water into wine. That is his part. Our part is what we have in our lives. We have to bring them unto the Jesus Christ. He will bless. Maybe 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold, 5,000-fold. He will walk in the sky, heaven. He will give uncountable blessings in our life. We have to take in the stone. That is our part. He will rise Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Draw near to God, then he will draw near to you. That's why one man of God said, the Lord turn my side. So, one day I hear the gospel and I turn Lord's side. Then day by day, we began to close and close and close. So, then we can live together ever and ever. If he goes, I go. Where he goes, Lord will come. This is a salvation, this is eternal life. Draw near to God, then he will draw near to you. If you have any gap between God and you, Satan will come and he will deceive you. If you have any gap between wife and husband, Satan will come and deceive you. You know, Adam and Eve, they have some gap between them. So Satan came. I can't understand homosexuals in America. God did not made Adam and Steve. Only Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. We have to break that kind of evil spirits. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have any gap between you and church, God, Satan will come and he will deceive you. That's why we have to be careful in our lives in this world. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. We must close with God. No gap. Then Jesus Christ is coming soon with a great shout and the voice of Archangel and the trumpet of God. When he comes, who died in Christ, they rose again and they gone to the heaven. Who is alive? We will rapture to heaven just like Hanok and Elijah. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a great opportunity in our life to spend our time in the presence of the Lord. If God's will, we will meet again. If not, if he comes, we will meet in heaven. Please close your eyes. Please close your eyes. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remember just one verse. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Just remember this verse and meditate. If you are far away from the Lord, please come unto the Lord. If you are a backslider, please once again come unto the Lord. Take his hand. If you are okay in the presence of the Lord, please watch carefully yourself until death, until his second coming. Please purify your hearts, cleanse your foul hands, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
He doesn't know me, but you do. When we have a guest, we're gonna drain some of that anointing out of him. We're not gonna let him out of here, right? And so we want this brother, if he wish, people come up. I tell people in the church that a lot of people don't think they need prayer. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that's the devil, but that's what they think. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people everybody needs a blessing.
Yes.
Hey, who can turn down a blessing? And then I tell them, if they don't want a blessing, we're going to have to go after a lion spirit. No, they don't want that. That gets them to move. I'm helping you, okay? Yeah. You're going to run into this situation someday.
Yeah.
So, and also I would like, James, there's a box over there in the corner, a bucket. We don't normally do this, but sometimes we break molds. I want you to bring that bucket up here. And anybody that's on their heart tonight to bless this brother, that's how you get blessed, is blessing him. Okay, that's how this works. And if you've never given to the Lord, shame on you. I remember a guy one time gave a pencil, and his name was familiar to you, I'm sure, when I say it. That's all he had to give. He gave a pencil, and it was a pencil that they had given him to write down how much he's going to give. One pencil.
Yes.
That belonged to the preacher.
Yes.
But he gave his tithe.
Yes.
His name is Kenneth Copeland. And he's giving away airplanes that are worth $3 million. I mean, God's really blessed him. But he started by giving a pen that belonged to the church. That's all he had. He had that pen in his hand, and he gave it. But see, faith works.
Amen.
Amen?
Glory.
This is a dear brother. I love stories of being raised from the dead.
Yes. We are five brothers. We are all doing ministries. We are five full-time pastors.
Amen.
My second brother is in Rajahmundry. He's a pastor. My third brother also pastor in Tadepalligudem. My fifth brother, Sam Kumar.